It is time for Retention Attention with our good friend Jackie McManus. Jackie, good morning to you.
Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Long time no speak.
Yeah, it has been. We've missed you. We've been missing you. It's good to have you on this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe we're in August already.
I know. And then we'll be at Christmas before long, and we'll say, where did this year go? It's
Someone just said to me the other day, like, can you believe there's only 4 more months to Christmas? And that hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, oh, no, already? Didn't we just have Christmas?
it seems like it, doesn't it?
My mom said when I was growing up, you know, as a kid, you know, time always goes so slow. And I remember that feeling as a child growing up. My mom says, as you get older, time just flies by. And boy, was she right about that.
She was right. Yeah, that is so true. And I'm still trying to figure out where July went. But with time going by so fast, the trucking companies, things are going by pretty fast with them as well in terms of trying to, you know, to retain drivers. And recruiting is one thing, but retaining is a whole another element right there, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, it really feels like this year, and especially in the last, you know, couple of months, companies are really focusing on retention. And how do they keep their drivers? Because some of these companies have, you know, anywhere from 50 to 70 to, you know, 100% turnover rate. You know, those are sometimes the larger carriers, OTR drivers. But still, it's how do you retain drivers? And I always love hearing from the audience, Tim, and what's keeping them at their current carrier. And it's so great when everyone calls in and gives me tips, because I'm able to give that information and give it back to the carriers. Because, you know, right now, you know, a lot of carriers are trying different solutions. So, for example, one of our clients right now, they actually, they just brought on a full-time driver's advocate. And I thought you'd find this interesting. This person is responsible for advocating on behalf of the drivers to help them schedule healthcare appointments. It's an owner-operator run business, manage their revenue, help with their, you know, their profit and loss statements, and also get in touch with drivers that maybe haven't worked with the company for a while. So it really is like a full-time role to help manage, you know, the drivers that are out on the road, and basically have a form of an in-house assistant to help them manage kind of their personal appointments, and then also help them with any questions when it comes down to profit or loss statements and, you know, paying the good old Uncle Sam. So I thought that was pretty interesting, and the drivers are really appreciating, you know, the form of the company taking the initiative of bringing on someone to help them, help them full time.
Yeah, absolutely. That is really great. I wonder if other companies will, you know, catch on to that too, because something is certainly valuable, isn't it?
It really is. And when you look at the turnover rates at some of these companies and the cost that it is for the cost of a load to just sit, you know, and not move, it's very justifiable to bring in somebody at a salary to help the drivers externally. They're also getting feedback from the owner-operators and giving that to the team in-house. And so, you know, we always talk about, Tim, you and I, the driver manager that comes in and helps facilitate drivers, you know, within the first 6 months of 1 year. But I thought this is a great approach to help manage and retain drivers that have been with the company for a year, 5 years, 10 years. You know, drivers that have chosen to be with this company for a while. It's really an additional benefit. And so they just launched this last month. So I'm really excited to see the results. And, you know, all goes well. I mean, I think this is something we're definitely going to start, you know, pitching to other clients to do, to, you know, help relieve anything that, you know, is the administrative that you just can't do on the road. There's only so much you can do. So I'm hoping, I think this will be pretty successful.
I think so too. And like you were saying, it helps the driver. Pretty much it frees up and the driver where he or she can concentrate on what they need to out there on the road, you know, being safe, making the money that they need to make, yep. and you know, be able to get back home and knowing that some of these things are taken care of. This is off of them, because it can be stressful out there driving a truck, period. But then when you're balancing everything else on top of that, you know, sometimes it can be a little overwhelming at times.
Sure, and if a loved one is sick, and, you know, obviously healthcare is huge, so, you know, helping facilitate doctor's appointments, and, you know, it's all time-consuming. And again, there's only so much you can do on the road, and you know, the focus is to stay safe and, you know, get the loads delivered. So I'm excited to see how this really, you know, irons out as a success for the company overall. So, you know, again, I love to hear from the drivers that have been with companies and what's keeping them there, because, you know, right now companies are really looking at their overall retention package. Recruiting is one thing, like you've mentioned, and it's so true. But it's how do you keep your drivers there? How do you keep them happy? How do you keep them safe? And then also, you know, how do you keep them to want to refer you as a brand ambassador, really, of your organization?
Yeah, absolutely. 615-292-6366. Jackie wants to know, what keeps you with your company? How long have you been with your company, and what has been keeping you there? As a matter of fact, my last two callers in the last half hour, you probably heard some of the conversation, Candy Bass and also Long Ranger. They've both been with their companies for a long time. And so, you know, we have a lot of our drivers actually that have been with their company for many years. So we'd like to find out, Jackie would like to find out, what's kept you with your company. Again, our number is 615-292-6366. Or if it's easier for you to shoot me an email, you can do that at tim@radionemo.com. And Jackie, the lines are already lighting up, so we're going to pull over and take us a break, and we'll be right back. This is Tim Ridley.
Sounds great, Tim.
All right. You're listening to us on Sirius XM 146. Jackie is with us on Retention Attention. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM. Jackie, we lost our callers. You guys can give us a call back at 615-292-6366. But I did have a couple of emails that came in during the break, Jackie. This first one, he says, I've been with my company for 23 years and I will be here until I retire. What's kept me here has been just plain old family atmosphere. They care about the drivers, and you are a name and not a number. So that's another thing that we've been talking about over the years, Jackie, that is so important as well, that, you know, being a name and not a number, it means so much.
It really does, and having that personal connection. And unfortunately, you know, it does get lost sometimes on the larger fleets, the fleets that, you know, maybe, you know, 1,000, 1,500, and I know those fleets are absolutely trying to make a better impact with, you know, name recognition, but it really is that, like, good old-fashioned family atmosphere. They may know the CEO, and Jim, you and I have heard so many stories of, you know, if a loved one was sick or in the hospital and the CEO is either showing up or calling the driver to make sure that they're okay, and really just building that personal relationship. And that's what I talk about constantly. It's really not about the black and white of the pay. You know, you can probably make, you know, a couple cents more at another company, but or receive a hefty sign-on bonus. But, you know, when it comes down to it, it's, you know, you want to work with good people and people that trust and respect you. And I feel like that always comes down to the core values of drivers across the board, is that, you know, just being trusted and respected like they should be and valued, really just goes a very long way. And it's kind of it's kind of something you can't teach. You know, a lot of these companies really just need to have that inherent ability to want to care for their drivers. And that sounds like a great organization, and I'm sure they have many other drivers that are similar to the guy or woman that called in or emailed in, that, you know, they just want to be trusted, respected, and you know, do their job and provide a steady paycheck for their family.
Yes, absolutely. This next email, Jackie, he's been with this company for over 14 years, and he goes mm-hmm. on to say, I found a home. I don't even look mm-hmm. at other companies anymore. It took me several companies to find this one, but this one is a jewel. One thing that keeps me with the company is the open door policy. I can go into the office and walk into any office all the way up to the president, and they are always willing to listen to what I have to say. So again, that goes back to being, you know, respected, and also feeling that mm-hmm. you do have someone that's willing to help you if you're in need of help, whether it's a question that you have or an issue that you have. Mm-hmm. You know, that again goes a long way.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, the company I was talking about earlier, you know, maybe they didn't have enough staff to do that, but it seems like the driver advocate is going to take that responsibility and have that open door policy, because sometimes some of these companies grow so quickly that they just don't have the internal staff. And so I think that's what this company realized, is that, hey, you know what, we need to get a driver advocate that's specific to drivers, so that, you know, they can come in and they have a point of contact at all times to make their lives a little bit easier. And that open door policy is just, it's critical. It's critical for the drivers to have that, so they can, you know, feel, again, valued and trusted, and that's, you know, their thoughts and you know, issues are being addressed.
As you were talking, there is another one that came in as well, and mm-hmm. he's been with this company for 9 years. And he mm-hmm. says that the driver advocate that Jackie is talking about sounds like an ideal plan. I wish our company had it. And
really?
Yeah. So he really liked that fact as well. But then he goes on to say that he says, I'm with a small company. It's not the best in the world, but it's good for me. And I don't think I'll be going anywhere unless things become an uproar where I will have to leave. Otherwise, keep up the great work, Jackie and Tim. And he likes the fact of that driver advocate as well. And I just hope that mm-hmm. other companies catch on. I mean, I really think it's an excellent idea.
I really do too, Tim. And I'm excited to see. You know, they just started this last month, and I'm really excited to see how this plays out. I can only imagine it's going to be positive, right? And as we get, you know, more results, we'll definitely be pitching that to other customers, because, you know, that's something that it makes sense when it looks, you know, obviously every business looks at the bottom line, you know, profit and loss statement and how to raise their profit margins and all that. But, you know, if you're looking at a 70% turnover rate with drivers, you're leaving a lot of money on the table. And it comes down to the basics. And so if you can bring somebody in-house that is managing, and I think a fleet of about 350 drivers or owner-operators, then I mean, that's a win-win across the board if you can reduce that turnover rate to at least, you know, 40 to 50%. Because, And at that point, too, you have brand ambassadors. I think that's the best type of referral that a company to get is, you know, yeah, you can post a job on Indeed or Facebook, and, you know, we do a lot of that. But, you know, the best thing that you can do is get a referral from a fellow driver. And those drivers typically, you know, you want to work for a company that your buddy said, hey, this is a great company to work for. And those drivers typically stay at that company. So it's really the full circle win-win. So I'm hoping next time I'm on, I'll have some more feedback for you guys, talk more about it, because I'm really excited about it. And I'm excited to see, how this kind of transforms the industry, as everyone right now is focusing on driver recruitment, and not only recruitment, driver retention is really the biggest key right now, is how do we keep folks in the industry, and then how do we keep them within a specific organization?
Yeah, that's right. And one of the things you mentioned too just now, and of course earlier as well with this driver advocate, profit and loss. A lot of times an owner operator will leave because, and it's not that they don't have the abilities or the tools there to make the money. Mm-hmm. It's because they may be a little inexperienced in running their own business, mm-hmm. and just a minor adjustment could be the difference of them just about losing their truck to making the kind of money that they got into it to make. So that advocate, mm-hmm. you know, going over the profit and loss statement with them and giving them some suggestions and ideas on how to improve or how to increase their earnings will make a big difference as well. Because again, you know, there are some owner operators out there that's just getting into it and may not actually understand the whole dynamics to it.
Absolutely. I know when I started my business about 10 years ago, I had to go through profit and loss 101, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, drivers don't typically have that resource. It's here's the truck, here's the loan amount. Now with fuel costs where they're at, skyrocketing, there's so many different factors involved with making that profit. And so having someone that can introduce you to that, and that will hopefully lead to more owner-operators, because what we're finding is that a lot of owner-operators that get into the owner-operator space from company drivers, if they don't have that experience or don't have any assistance, you know, they're typically, you know, moving, transitioning back to a company driver. Mm-hmm. And that's just a lack of experience. It's not a lack of ability. It's just not, you don't know what you don't know. You don't know where to button up, but you don't know where to button up. And so I think that's hopefully going to expand the marketplace as a whole in owner-operators, because it is a great opportunity for a lot of people out there. And just fine-tuning the basics, I think, will definitely help. There's so many benefits of the driver advocate that for the specific company that I think is just going to be beneficial across the board.
Absolutely. Well, Jackie, again, back to time flying. Time has flown, and it's about time for us to get out of here. Yes, it certainly does. Well, thank you so much for all you do. We appreciate you, and we look forward to talking to you next time around.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you.